A potential trade war with Canada looms. David Sparks, Idaho Ag Today. Canada recently delivered a letter to a number of senior U.S. senators threatening to suspend parts of the USMCA trade agreement unless the Senate backs away from a tax credit for American-built electric vehicles. In the letter, Deputy Prime Minister Chrystia Freeland and International Trade Minister Mary Ng stated that certain provisions of the electric vehicle tax credit violates American obligations under the USMCA. That act, proposed by Congress, has not yet been passed into law but is currently in the Senate for approval. Provisions in the act propose large tax credits of up to $12,500 for American buyers of new electric vehicles. But to qualify, those cars must be manufactured by union workers in the U.S. Analysts believe that such tax incentives could effectively put a 34% tariff on Canadian-built electric vehicles destined for the American market. Canada's International Trade Minister, Mary Ng, explains.
This issue of the EV credits that's part of the Build Back Better bill is in the U.S. Senate right now. It's equivalent to what is a 34% tariff on Canadian automobiles. If we are not able to find a solution or a resolution, Canada would be prepared to defend its interest and to retaliate should we need to.
Pretty tough and ominous talk. David Sparks, Ag Information Network.